So, my story happened, the year was 1971, back when the dinosaurs still roamed the earth. And it was the winter time, and I had just turned 21. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, it was in Annapolis, where I grew up, and my friend Pat and I had an apartment on Green Street in a three-story building. Now, in Annapolis, that's tall. Nothing is allowed to be over three stories tall. So we were in a big building. Maybe I'll wait for the parade to go by. Oh, that's good. I like that one. You can't imagine what a culture shock this is for us. Where we live, you know, we get into traffic jam, and it's because the combine broke down, you know, and the deer aren't finished grazing yet to get across the road. So anyway, it's 1971. We're in Annapolis, and it's the winter time, and Pat and I are in our apartment, way up high in three stories, and we get a phone call. And it's our neighbors down the road who are good friends, Jim and Yuri. And Jim and Yuri have recently moved into one of the oldest houses in Annapolis on Green Street. I mean, we're talking 16-something or other, like really, really old for here. So they live there, and they're hysterical. Now, I got to tell you, Jim and Yuri are not just a gay couple. They embrace being gay to the point of flamboyancy. And they are just, one's an actor and one sells children's shoes. I don't know why, but that's what they do. And Yuri, the one half of this couple, is somehow Russian nobility. And he has lots of money at his disposal. So there's this couple. And we at one time lived in a big house, all of us together. So we know them pretty well. So they call us up and they're just hysterical, more than normal hysterical. And they said, you've got to come down right now. This house is haunted. And we're like, you know, yeah, sure. Okay, we'll be right down. So Pat and I get our coats on and we go down the street and we go knock on the door. And they're clutching each other, shivering, and just saying, oh, come in, come in, come in. So we go in and it's, like I said, it's a very, very old house. And there's a living room and a parlor and there's big glass doors that open. So these glass doors are open, and there's no breeze blowing. It's the winter time; the heat's on. So it should be like the same temperature in both of these rooms. So I said, what's going on? And Pat, let me tell you, Pat has balls of steel. She's a girl, but she's got balls of steel. She has this thing called alopecia, where you lose all your hair. And so she doesn't have like a speck of hair anywhere. Like, she has false eyelashes. She has a wig. She looks like a Barbie doll. She's like a knockout. And so, hence balls of steel. So she says, what's going on? And we say, what's going on? And they say, go in the living room and sit on the sofa. So Pat's like, sure. So she goes into the living room and sits on the sofa. And we are sitting in folding chairs around a card table in the parlor. And we're looking at her, and we're looking at her, and all of a sudden, this haze, smoky haze, is like surrounding her, all around her. And I said, are you all right? She says, yeah, I'm fine. I'm cold, but I'm fine. I feel like this chill, but I'm fine. So we said, okay, well, come on out of there. So she comes out, and I touched her hand, and she was ice cold. Her nose was, you know how your nose gets cold? Her nose was ice cold. So we sat down, and they started talking about things that were going on. Like, they kept hearing footsteps, like foot stomps, not just footsteps. And things were going on. They heard creaks and things, which in an old house is okay. You could hear that stuff. Now, to get to the bathroom, it was on the second floor. There were a set of stairs. And because it was an old house, there wasn't a lot of electrical outlets or things. So they had a lamp on top of a bureau on the landing to the second story. So you'd go up the stairs to go to the bathroom, and I went up to go to the bathroom, and the light was on. And I came back out, and the light was off. So I turned it back on again, and halfway down the stairs, it went off again. I went back up, I turned it on again, halfway down, it went off again. So I came down the rest of the way and I said, you guys, there's something wrong with that light. And they said, no, we've tried that light in other outlets. There's nothing wrong with that light. We've tried other things, like a radio in that place where that light's plugged in, and the radio is fine. There's something that's turning that on and off. So it's getting a little creepy. And so we heard this wailing all of a sudden coming from underneath of us. And this house was so old, it had tunnels underneath of it for the Underground Railroad. And we're hearing wailing coming up from underneath of this house. I mean, it was not animal. It was human, but not weird. And then there was a chandelier above us where we were sitting, and it went like this. It stood at a 90-degree angle and just stood there for like, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds, and then went back down again. It didn't sway, it didn't swing, it just went straight up and straight back down again. Things are getting really strange. We go into the kitchen to make some tea, and every time you turn the water on, it turned off. I mean, you could physically see the handle on the faucet turning off. We would turn it on, it would turn off. Try the other side, we'd turn it on, it would turn off. I mean, just really weird stuff. So, needless to say, we drug the mattresses off the bed, and we all four slept on the same mattress in the living room. And the next morning, we got up, and we decided the only thing that we could do, the four of us together, was to have a seance, right? I mean, that was what everybody does. And so we thought, well, we've got to find somebody to lead this seance to figure out what's going on in this house. We're in Annapolis. We don't know any seance people in Annapolis. So we go to the big city, Baltimore. And on the way into the city, we see this flashing, you know, Mother Teresa, we'll read your palm and do seances or something like that. So we thought, great, we've hit the mother lode. So we pull in and we talk to this lady, and Yuri's like, money's no object. Here's the address. Will you come tomorrow night and do a seance? And she was sure, you know, just give me the money, I will do it. So we go back to Annapolis and we wait patiently, not so patiently, for her to get there. And we have the card table set up, and she told us to get a few things like candles, and we had the candles ready. And so she came and she put her scarf, her beautiful gypsy scarf, on the table, and we all sat down with her. And she didn't have a crystal ball or anything. She just sort of rolled her eyes back in her head very mysteriously, and we all held hands. And we were supposed to talk to the people in the house. We were supposed to tell them that we weren't there to hurt them and for them to come out and reveal themselves. So she started to shake and shimmy, and her eyes rolled back, and she said, I'm seeing something. I'm getting something. I see a man with a red mark on his leg, and he died upstairs in an upstairs bedroom. And her story was that if somebody died in the house, they were trapped in the house. They couldn't leave until somehow they got a pass or something. So he was trapped in the house. And then she said she saw a man dressed in white with blood or red on his chest. And he died upstairs in one of the bedrooms. And then she said she saw a dark-skinned child who had died below the house, which was probably the Underground Railroad tunnels. So we thanked her very much, scared to death, trying to make nice with these ghosty people, and she left, and we again slept, all four of us, on the, why we didn't go to our apartment, I don't know, but we slept, all four of us, on the mattress in the living room. So the next day we decided, we knew the lady who owned the house. She was a historical figure in Annapolis. She was very well known, and she was in a local nursing home. So we all drove to the local nursing home, and we said to her, can you tell us anything about the house? We didn't lead her on. We just said, did anybody die in the house? Or, you know, were there any weird things about the house? And she said, well, if I remember correctly, my great-great-grandfather was bit by a dog on the leg, and I think he died in the house. And I remember that at one point, the house was used as a boarding house for the local sailors. And I remember hearing about a card game that ended poorly. One young man was stabbed in the chest. And it, there might have been something about a little girl dying in the basement. I can't remember. Something like that. I mean, we were just like flipping out. Well, needless to say, that night we slept at our apartment. And the next day, Jim and Yuri moved out. And it's the interesting thing is, when I was first introduced to Jessica and telling her the story I was going to tell, I said, it's about a house on Green Street in Annapolis. And she said, is it the haunted house? Remember that? And I said, yes, I guess. I don't know. I guess. And to this day, it's called the haunted house. And they have a very hard time getting people to live in it. So that's my haunted story about Annapolis, and it is true. Thank you.